So we're doing Tefillas Kelim. Start with the Mishnah and Ein Hayamabez in Avodah Zarah. Rams for background, but that's okay. All right, so what does the Mishnah say? For Ocha. Okay, so what's interesting about this sugya, there's going to be a lot of practical stuff also, but automatically the Mishnah tells you what kind of Kelim, first of all, it's purchasing. You'll see that's going to become a question. What does purchasing mean? Not so clear. Was borrowing going to be an issue? Also, what's Klei Tashmish referred to specifically? Food Kelim. That's also a big issue in Halacha. What are we talking about when we say food Kelim? Do we mean, for instance, a coffee grinder, as an example? Or a trivet? Good times. All right. Go on, Zeb.
If it's way to be Togel, then yes.
So what does that even mean, Rashi? All
right, Rashi. So Klomar Kli Haroy Lehitir
Litaher
Vitvila. So a Kli that's Roy to be Tahered with Tvila.
Right. Ain't Sarf Tikun. Right? So here's an easy case, okay? You buy from the non-Jew. He has a cup that he uses for orange juice, okay? Which means use it for cold things. Sona means cold. You buy the cup from him, right? So you can go right to tefillah, okay? Do not pass go. We'll get to if you have to do hadach or not, but that's a separate thing. Right now, just go right to tefillah. I know. Versus.
Versus what? Oh.
Lahagil.
Okay. Yeah.
Yagil. Okay, so Rashi.
Yeah. So Rashi says... Okay. Mayim Roskin...
Which means what?
Water that's...
No, boiling hot water. So the non-Jew, let's say he has a pot, right? A metal pot. And what does he use the metal pot for? He makes vegetables in it. Rashi about to say. Uh-huh. Right? Kigon.
Kigon Kli, Kashmesho, Tach, Dehanu Yoroko...
Yoros.
Yoros,
Mateches. Yagil. Right, so if he uses a metal pot to cook vegetables in, okay, what do you have to do? You have to do algala, okay? Now, of course, over Gemara Mefarish, the Bayi Nami Tevila, but that doesn't mean you're done, meaning that Tevila's not what? No, but Tevila's not, right, it's not a kashrus issue. Don't think of this as kashrus, okay? It's not kashrus. What is it an issue of?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know either. Right. So let's get that out of the way right now. Right. Let's get that out of the way. Right. What does the Gemara Yerushalmi says that? The Yerushalmi says that what are you doing? It's you have to do tefillah. Why? Yeah, the Yerushalmi. It's over here. Yeah. So what does he say in the end? What's the reason for tefillas kelim? Right. So you're taking it out of the Tumas Nachri, right? And bring it into what? Kedusha Yisrael. What's Tumas Nachri? What Tumas is that? What does that mean? You don't mean like...
Little non-Jewish germs floating around in there.
You don't mean like kashrus wise, right? Right, okay. Do we have a precedent for a system of Tumah like this? No.
What about
it? That's true. Okay, that's true. Is that because you're tummy?
You're a non-Jew.
As you put it, you have a, what you call it? Germs? Corpuscles. All right, go on to the Mishnah.
Not all of them. Not as much.
Yeah, Lavin or Yavin or.
Okay, so if it's used, let's make it simple. If it's used over barbecue, right, what do you have to do? Libun, okay? Right? Yeah, heat up a fire.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, on the surface, because this is the second half of the sugya, we're going to get into Hagal and Libun. If you think about it, you got to think back insofar as how they looked at transference of time. Meaning that if I heat something up with water, right, if I boil something with water, that method of heating something up, I have to use that same method to extract whatever got in there.
Yeah.
In other words, again, if I use boiling water, let's say I'm cooking, I'm boiling my trafe meatballs, okay? What's going to happen is the boiling water... is going to go ahead and take what?
Process,
right. It's going to take the treif tam and push it into the walls of the pot. But if, now, just bear with me for a second. But if I barbecue it, say barbecue chaz on a grill, what? Right. That's what's tricky. It's even deeper, okay? Because libun is what's required to remove it. Okay, which on the surface sounds a little odd, right?
No,
but
why do you,
Lord. Okay, so for some reason the mission includes what? You know what a shvut is?
Shvut is like a beam, like a metal. Beam.
Close, a spit.
Yeah, metal spit.
You know, like they use Korin Pesach, okay?
A little rope to
like, what?
You know, the old Viking rope to
him. Right, because only Vikings use that. So these two things, right, require libun. Of course, the question is, why does the Mishnah isolate those two, which we'll get to later on? Similar. And then what's the last thing? That's going to be famous. So if you ask... I'm not going
to...
No, that's going to be later on. Right, you have to take the knife. Let's say... what? Well, and what are you doing by sharpening it? Right, scraping off, because... Now, okay, why do we treat knives differently? Why is halakha... all according to the Mishnah, all you do is you take like a sharpening stone, you take the knife that's, let's say, treif, and you sharpen it. What's that going to do, though? Right, but it's abrasive.
Like a top layer of metal?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's basically. But in doing so, you're getting rid of all the treifus that's on there. Okay? The Gemara is going to also... What? The whole thing. The whole blade. So what does the Gemara say? Tana. Shh, no, the Gemara. Okay, so right at the bat, the Gemara tells you that regardless of the fact that the Libun or Hagala, what's still required? In what? That's odd. Why is that strange?
Why do you need 40 water?
Well, what's that the standard for? A mikvah, right? What? Oh, so it's not my question. Tosus is going to say, you need a, what do you call it, Revius? Or not to submerge the kli.
And then if in fact that is...
And yet, as you'll see. Okay.
Yeah, I also would have had that happen.
The Gemara takes it... Right, the Gemara takes it... We'll get to that later on. We're going to do that Tosos later on. Okay, now this gets very difficult. So, Menana Mili, okay? Yavo Ba'esh. Vitaher.
Yeah.
So what happened? The Jews...
Went to fight against the Midianites.
The Midianites. And they captured all these pots, among other things, okay? So now the Torah says, "Kol asher yavo va'esh, anything that they used with fire, tavir va'esh, you need to use fire to kasher." And then it adds the word v'taher. And the Gemara says, "Host of the chakasuv, right? Tahara cheres," meaning that there's an additional purification required above and beyond simply kashering it. Kashering it is insufficient. You got to do one more thing. Okay.
Is that
saying that's derisa? It's machlokas. It's machlokas Rishonim. Right, machlokas Rishonim. We're not going to take that up. I never liked those machlokas. There's not much to define there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, go on. I know, it's all machlokas. You please feel free to look at their... Yeah, you bring something down. All right, go on, new. Yeah, go on. We got a problem though, because the entire pasuk says what? It says called davar sheyova va'esh tavir va'esh v'taher ach, right? B'meinida yischata. So the question is, why does a pasuk have to add in what's meinida teaching us? Now you got to be careful because you would think meinida means
what does the pasuk mean?
Literally ach b'mei in the waters of the nida sinned. You'll be purified.
Kind of
nonsensical. The pasuk is you got to do this, but still sprinkle it.
Right.
Yeah, is it need to be sprinkled?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One second. Look at the Gemara says. Shomei ani.
What does mean?
Literally means the waters of Anida. That's not what it means here. Just listen.
I also think how the second Drash answers the question. Yeah.
Like I don't. The Gemara doesn't even mention Yischata. It just focuses on Mei Nida. Okay. Go on. Okay, so I would think what?
You need to sprinkle it. Third in the seventh
day. Meaning what? Meaning I would think Menida here is referring to, I don't care how they learn this way, that's irrelevant. For right now, Menida is referring to what?
The Nida sprinkle.
What? No.
Tamei
Mace. Okay? So therefore, I would think that what? I would think that when do I have to do tefillah for the kli that I get from the guy?
Third and seventh day.
Third and seventh day. Just like...
Right before the second mentioned that they need sprinkle the third and seventh day.
You're right. Fine. Good. Okay. So you would think, who said it's that crazy? It's a good Havamina. So the Gemara's Havamina is to say that you...
I don't know how they got to this.
What?
Explain how they got to this. Why do Joshua have to be not crazy?
No, no, no. I don't need to explain how they got to this. It's pretty simple how they got to this. Because the puzzle right before said all the guys who were famous
Masons. I know, but what's the Gemara telling you at this point? What's the Gemara trying to do? What's it trying to do? Come on, what's it trying to do? Right, okay, good. Meaning that's trying to say, you know what? We have this thing called Tfilas Kelim, okay? Which, as the Yerushalmi tells us, I'm removing it from Tumas Gai and bringing it to Kedushas Yisrael. So we're going to turn to the system of Tumas Meis and say, maybe you'll say that what do we use as our precedent? What halachic precedent do we use? Tumas Meis. The Gemara says, no. Tamalomar Ach. Right, meaning that if that's true, if it's there to separate it, then what's Minida there for? So Gemara says, Imkain. Right, what is it? That's what Minida means, right? Have Omer. Okay, 1 second. Hold on. So what do we see? So we see that, what do we learn from here? We learn that you would have thought that really this should be treated like Tamei Meis. Right? So Gemara says, no, it's not. Rather, but as you'll see, not quite like Nida. Only so far as Nida is concerned by doing the mikvah. Right? It has to be the mikvah. Could you just, oh, Charlie, let's do the second check on the Gemara, and then I promise I'll answer all your questions. Now go on to the Gemara. So what does the Gemara then say?
Okay,
but what do we need Vitar for?
Yeah. So,
okay, but you need both. You need it. You need Tahir. So now, okay, 1 second. Because so, we learned from before from Vitahir. Vitahir teaches us our Bayim Seya, right? Vitahir teaches us you need the mikvah. So what's, and Meinida also teaches you our Bayim Seya. So what do you need both for? They both teach you our Bayim Seya. What do you need both for? So I'll tell you why.
So,
the ikas of Vitahir. What does that mean?
So I would have thought that you could do it with any amount, not for yourself.
Right. Any amount is okay for Tfilas Kelim.
Right.
Okay. So the Kasav Rachmana. That's easy. Oh, but let's say it only had Meinida, then you would think that it's be careful here that you'd have to wait until. So sundown before I could do Tfilas Kelim. So if I buy my pot from Walmart in the morning, I gotta wait till 6 p.m. before I can do Tfilas Kelim. Because of Rachmana, Vitar, La'altar. What? Yeah. Well, that night. You said that night.
No, because if you're needing
it, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to buy it right now. Hold on. Gemara is saying that it says Vitahir. That teaches you 40 Seah. Now the Gemara says, okay, so maybe you would think what? But what about the fact that it says Meinida in the second half of the Pasuk? I would think that. No, that's Gemara concludes. Let's go in order of the Gemara.
You would. Said
40 Seya. Manan Emili, Amar Rava, Amar Kra.
Yeah.
Right. Vitaher, right? What does that teach you?
That just teaches you that you need another Tahar. It doesn't mean there has to be 40
Seya. Fine. Okay, you're right. Okay. But yeah, they're going
to. That was the question. Is he using that concept to say. Like,
yes.
That was either shot up until now.
Okay, so fine. Forget 40 Seya. Vitaher teaches you what you got to do to feel as Caleb. Make it simple.
Then,
what's Meinida teaching you?
Just mean the nature of the Tfilas Kelim has to be like the of other Tumos, which is 47.
Which would, right, so you know what? Before you get to 47, you'd first think it has to be like Tumas Meis. Therefore, when do I have to do? I have to do Tfilah on the third and seventh day. Whereas, no, that's not the Meinida we're talking about. We're talking about Meinida, real Meinida, meaning women, meaning mikvah. Okay? But then the Gemara says, but if that's true, what do I need both Vitahir and Meinida for? Okay? Because I should be able to darshan out, right?
Why would I just need one?
Right, I need both. I need both Tahir and Meinida. Why?
Why does Gemara need this step? What up until now is not clear that I need
both. Oh, I'll tell you why, because let's say I said Tahir only. Okay? So Hava Mina, right? Vitar Koldehu. I would think that Tahir means that what? Any amount of water is fine.
So this is what I was thinking.
Right. Right? Kamash Malanda, no, that Meinida teaches you Meinida is qualifying Vitahir. Now what do I need Meinida for? Right? Because Meinida, because what would I have thought? I would have thought if it only had Meinida that I would know mikvah, but I also think that I have to wait till nighttime.
To do what?
To do tefillah.
Why? Is it not that you do tefillah and then the nighttime to use it?
Say it again?
Not that you do tefillah and then you have to wait till nighttime.
Well, you have to wait. Yeah, correct. You have to wait. The point is, it's time bound. It's a time bound halacha. That's what I would think. Meaning, I have to wait. I have to wait after I buy the clay. So, kamashma, I don't have to wait. Okay?
Got it.
What's going on in this Gemara? How do we define this?
Quick question. One more question. Yeah. Of the
back. Also say, Mayim Shanida Tovelas, right? He says, Afagav Divervius Sogi Lahatvil you see that you can use Revias to do tefillah on like little small kalim. Okay.
Wait, which doses are? The Mindset and the one that you posted in the
group. When did you know that?
I don't know. That's a separate question.
No.
Saying the little tiny kalim.
Excuse me, it's practically you can do something.
What? Your vias will be fine, right? He says, nonetheless, right? Hainu tzvilas tuma. Aval tzvilas klei midjan. Listen to this. Chidashu, right? Ubay abarim seya. But klei midjan is a whole new entity, whole new idea here. What he's saying at this point, he's saying that of course they're going to go to Tumas Meis. Why? Because what he's going to say is what's using his proposition? What happens by Tumas Meis? So here, the dead body got, let's say, someone else tameh, so to speak. Right? You became tameh from this thing. So tefillah, in some way, is in a sense severing. Severing that connection. So to here, the non-Jew made use of cooked with the kli. Right, so you want to, so tefillah somehow severing that connection. He's trying to say it's similar to the system. Okay.
All right, so now it's Nida. Nida.
Oh, you're saying the half is that I generated,
No, what's really bothering, what's saying, let's get to the real core issue. What's bothering the Gemara at this point? What's really bothering the Gemara? Come on. What's the Gemara struggling to figure out? The Tosos gives it away.
What the heck is this? Why?
Okay, good. We're making up a new system of Tumah. It's clear. You're making up a system of Tumah. Brand new. Right, the Torah comes along and says, yeah, we're going to create a brand new system of Tumah. Yeah. So the first inclination the Gemara is going to be to do what?
Compare it to
free system. It's going to say, well, we know we have a new system, but we're going to find some other system to latch onto. Okay? Now, just to cheat to the end, before we get to the steps in between, the end game of the Gemara shows you that the fact that you don't mimic the main Nida, the Nida completely, shows you what about the system? It's a different system of Tumah. Okay? In other words,
it's still called
Tumah, right, and Tara. But you're right; it is nothing. It's not built off of the system of Tumas Meis or Meinida. What? See, but what you're saying at first is good, because what the Gemara would say is that when you say it's self-generated, what you really mean ultimately is that. But what makes Tumas Meis unique? So there, what makes it more severe? Because it's like intrinsically, the object is, it's like an intrinsic definition of the object, right? Tumas Meis, yeah. The body's, it's a dead body, when it makes something else tameh, so it's redefined that object as something as being tameh. So maybe you'll think that's the same thing that applies by, what do you call it? By Kli also. When I buy a Kli, maybe we'll say it's like an intrinsic idea in the Kli itself, okay?
That's not the way Gerson was defining, but I like that.
No, I agree with that. No, that was...
What does that mean?
Listen. The first step... I just went a step further than him. The first step that I thought of is that... Oh, you see what makes Tumas Meis different is that it generates Tumas something else. Okay? So you see, the body creates some status of Tumas something else.
Yeah.
But I would say the fact that you require... But that's a different kind of Tumas, let's say, Nida. We know it's more severe. Tumas Meis is the most severe type of Tumas. Right? You see, you need May Paraduma, third day and seventh day. Clearly, it's more severe.
Yeah.
Why? Because the fact that that mechanism exists, that one can generate the other, in generating it, redefines that object as intrinsically as something coming. So maybe you think that's what applies by, what do you call it, the clear that I purchased from the guy.
Yeah.
Gemara says no. Well, let me finish. The Gemara says no. Okay? It turns instead to the other system of Tumah, which is Nida.
Yeah.
But it's a very rational thing for the Gemara to do. The Gemara is struggling because the Gemara wants to say, if we're going to allow some type of system of, in big air quotes, Tuma Tahara to exist by Tefillas Kalim, right? We have to look to another precedent. So what precedent we look to? Nida, okay? Now Nida, I would say, she's not intrinsically defined that way. It's not like, I don't think it's an intrinsic thing. I think it's more that's like, like a Chaloshem. In other words, that she acquired, it's a temporary type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's a Chaloshem. What?
Superimposed.
Superimposed, correct. Like a superimposed shame onto her, all right? Because she's still a woman. She's, She just has the status of Tuma right now, right? But that's the other way the Gemara wants to go. It wants to say, let's look at that system and say, maybe that's the status of the Kli. Now, it's interesting, but what does the Gemara end up doing? Just to make this neat.
No.
Well, not quite. Does the Gemara abandon that idea completely? It's interesting. What would you say the status then is of the Kli? You know what I mean? In other words, what? We know the Gemara... We know what I'm saying.
The Gemara really throws out the idea that it's anything to do with Mace.
Meaning
that's for sure not.
It doesn't
right.
end up being like a sharp
no.
mace in Nida.
No, it's not.
It's
not.
And it, it's like Nida.
And when it comes to Nida, it's really throwing Nida out because it's all saying by Nida is that you just have to use a mikvah. Right? That's it. It's not saying anything else. Right?
Effect.
Right. Nothing else. No, exactly. Nothing else applies except for the fact you have to use.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not Nida at all. So
all the Gemara is saying is that we're going to use the general. One second. The general principle of our Bayim Seah, which is the mechanism that we use to remove Tumah, that you can't deny. In other words, even if you're going to make a new system, you're not going to do what? Make a 38 Seah mikvah, right? Now, I'm going to say you could. The Gemara never takes that seriously as a possibility, right? But insofar, but what's the status of the object? We know it's not intrinsically tummy. That's for sure not. Would you say that that's like a different idea of a super... What? A shame tummy? Yeah.